On one of the most visible parts of the AOL Time Warner empire is CNN, and executives there are actually having a pretty good week. The cable network scored its biggest primetime audience of the year this past Thursday with the story of the arrest of Robert Blake. Commentator Jake Tapper is a TV reporter himself, and he is not sure that CNN's ratings bump is such good news for the rest of us.
Do you hear a strange, high-pitched buzz in the background, as irritating and aggressive as an errant fluorescent light? Well, let me help explain what that odd noise is. It's the angst emanating from many newsrooms and editorial offices. Hand-wringing, sweating, eyes darting, editors being coaxed by their darker, ratings-driven impulses. The Los Angeles Police Department's arrest of actor Robert Blake for allegedly murdering his wife is causing some discomfort among media types who long for ratings but were thrown into an odd place post-911. Let's back up. Though it seems like a half century ago, it was only 1 year ago, April 2001, when a young Washington intern named Chandra Levy tragically disappeared, prompting the media's insanely inane, wall-to-wall, 24/7, high-tech lynching of a congressman named Gary Condit. Indubitably, the Condit affair was a story, but today it seems just as obvious that the media in general, cable TV news in particular, way overdid it. Paula Zahn, then with Fox News, invited psychics on to talk about where Chandra might be. It was a bad time for the media, and I include myself in that sorry lot. While it seems doubtful that anything as frenzied as Condit mania will repeat itself with Blake, there are harbingers of idiocy, signs of media arousal, cable TV breaking news banners, New York tabloid front page puns, choppers following Blake's evocative drive in a white car on a Los Angeles highway. Have we learned it all from our mistakes? ABC had a medium on Monday night to discuss the matter. CNN has been accused of hogging interviews with the victim's sister, Blake's former sister-in-law. Other news channels are mentioning the Blake case with the same urgency and with equal billing with Middle East strife. Don't let them do it, folks. It's in your hands. The Condit madness was the direct result of a number of factors, but one of the main reasons we in the media were covering Condit, and not the red alert put out by our intelligence agencies about a certain Saudi madman named Osama bin Laden, is that you, the American people, preferred the former, at least according to sagging TV news ratings. When we talked about Condit and his sketchy parsings and shady reputation, you watched, or at least enough of you did. With the war on terrorism in a weird on-hold pattern, with the bloodshed and confounding nuances of the Arab-Israeli conflict adding to what had seemed a clear battle plan, with an understandable national exhaustion with all things serious, and with the short attention span of our news divisions, media decision-makers, most notoriously those on cable TV news, are flirting with the grim saga of Robert Blake. Now, maybe it won't take. Blake's last real starring role was on Beretta, which was canceled in 1978. And don't get me wrong, this is a story. Just not page one, not breaking news, not worth taking time away from the Middle East, or Afghanistan, or the Philippines. So if you see Blake headlines, turn off the TV, don't buy the newspaper, call and lodge a complaint if you see us news folks trying to coax the world back into the trash heap. Don't allow us to make Osama into just another OJ.
The comments of Jake Tapper, who is a reporter with VH1. He lives in New York City.